What time is it? Time to kick it with Kool-Aid. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another video. It's your girl, Kool-Aid. Make sure if this is your first time visiting my channel, you hit that subscribe button, give me a like, and tap that notification bell so you'll be notified every time I upload a new video. Let's just get into it. Y'all saw it, breaking news. WNBA player Brittany Griner is free. She is free. She is free today on this Thursday, December the 8th, 2022. President Biden tweeted this morning, "I spoke to Brittany Griner. She is safe. She is on a plane and she is on her way home." That was this morning. So if you have heard about it, cool. If you have not, let's talk about it. Griner has been in a Russian prison since February of 2020 for allegedly trying to smuggle in drugs, according to Russia. But it really was like a vape that she was prescribed by a doctor. Also, keep in mind, Brittany Griner has been playing in the Russian Women's League now for about 4 years. What? So ain't it kind of crazy that in Moscow they locked her up? I think that's kind of crazy. But the part of the reason of her being released was for a swap. The swap was for Victor Bout. Now, let's talk about Victor Bout. Everyone right now knows Victor Bout as the Russian merchant arms dealer. He's better known as Merchant of Death. And he was sentenced in a federal prison here in the United States for 25 years. So he was in the middle of his 25-year sentence. Part of the negotiation of Brittany getting out was a swap. So, hey, you give us our dude back and we'll give you your girl back. Now, there is some controversy, which I heard on the radio. And this information that I'm telling you, the first half is reported by CNN. So Bout also was on his way back home this morning. Now, Bout is known as a Russian arms dealer, since 25 years in federal prison. He was convicted of conspiracy to kill Americans related to Colombian terrorist and organization. Now, what he was doing was supposedly, allegedly, buying dangerous weaponry to use to kill Americans. That's what they're saying. There is another American over there named Paul Whelan. He has been there now. He's coming up on his 4th year anniversary. He was charged with espionage. For those that don't know what espionage is, I'm going to give you the definition here. Espionage is the practice of spying or of using spies, typically by government, to obtain political and military information. So Paul Whelan was convicted of that. Now, Paul Whelan is, I have to go ahead and look this up. Not look it up, but just tell you what it is. Paul Whelan served in the military, former U.S. Marines with the U.S. British. He had dual citizenship. He was sentenced in Russia in December 2018. And on June 15, 2020, he received 16 years prison time. 16 years, and right now he's coming up on year 4. Brittany Griner was sentenced to 9 years, and Victor Bout was sentenced to 25 years. So these people got some serious charges. So you got Brittany Griner over here, 9 years for a cartridge, a vape cartridge. So make sure when y'all traveling that y'all be safe. Know the rules, know the laws, know the politics. 9 years. Victor Bout, who got caught, still only 25 years. 25 years. Well, he could have killed anybody. We're coming off of 9/11, coming off of all these attacks on Americans and attacks at clubs, and this man get 25 years. To me personally, that's not a long enough time, but moving right along. This morning, President Biden did a press conference with Brittany Griner's wife. Her name is Sherelle Griner. I'm going to go ahead and show you a clip of a piece of her, President Biden, and all the officiants and everyone who helped get her wife home and make this happen. So check out this clip in this video, and we'll be right back.
So over the last 9 months, y'all have been so privy to one of the darkest moments of my life. And so today I'm just standing here overwhelmed with emotions, but the most important emotion that I have right now is just sincere gratitude for President Biden and his entire administration. He just mentioned this work is not easy, and it has not been. There's been so many hands involved. And so today my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today. As we celebrate BG being home, we do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones.
Okay, y'all, we back. That was just a little segment of it. I don't know if you saw it or not, but that's pretty much it. So congratulations to Brittany Griner. I'm pretty sure that was very hard, very difficult. President Biden also said that that was the only swap that he can do right now as far as Paul, but he is committed and dedicated to making sure that they get Paul home as well, back to his family, just as they did with Brittany Griner. Now, I got a question. Does anyone, and tell me in the comments, if you feel like being a celebrity allows for, I won't even say like special privilege, but a sense of urgency because of the backing and the amount of people that are talking about it. Nobody was talking about Paul. I didn't even know about Paul, but I knew about Brittany Griner because you hear it constantly and constantly. And I think that's what a lot of people issue is with some of the feedback that you see on Twitter, that you heard on the radio, people being upset, being critical, saying, oh, why is it that y'all can get Brittany home, but y'all can't get Paul home, back to his family? So y'all tell me what y'all think about that. Again, congratulations to Brittany. I'm pretty sure she is at home right now and took a hot shower, ate good, hugging her family. Y'all be careful out there. Right now, we're also going to talk about Coach Prime. I know they've been talking about this all week, but Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. You know, if you're a Cowboys fan, you better know who Deion Sanders is, okay? So Deion Sanders, HBCU, Jackson State, he decided to take a new position at a Pac-12 school, Colorado, and it was a nice, hefty pay increase. This man went from making about $300,000 and offered $6 million.
Oh, my God!
But people are upset, saying that he's a sellout, saying, why would you leave a historically black college to go to Colorado? What about elevation? What person who is offered an opportunity to be able to coach in a Pac-12 university, you know, better facilities, more money, opportunity to be able to have a bigger stage for yourself, because I'm pretty sure he want to be a coach in the NFL. Everyone has a goal. No one goes to a job and say, oh, I want to do this and I'm just going to stay here. And if you're offered an opportunity to be promoted, you're not going to take it. That's not true. I don't know if y'all know what a transfer portal was, because I didn't. I had to ask my homeboy. Basically, the transfer portal where students are transferring in and out of schools, going crazy since he made the announcement. So, leave me a comment. What do you think? Do you think that everybody trying to go to Colorado State? Huh? What do you think? But I say it was a great idea. I commend them for doing it. It's inflation. We got stuff going on. Everybody out here trying to make more money. I think he would be a crazy fool if he didn't go and make that $6 million. That's a lot of money to coach football. Y'all crazy. You got the good with the bad. Brittany Griner coming home. Paul Whelan still over there. And Coach Prime being torn apart by his own community, own people, own supporters. It's like you can't please everybody. Here's another crazy thing. They done released this merchant. What is his man's name? Look, I don't even, the Merchant of Death. They have released the Merchant of Death back into the world. Who's to say that he don't have a chip on his shoulder and he don't want to come back and do it the right way? Now he know how not to get caught. Listen, that's a whole lot, a whole lot of. Listen, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep it rolling. I know I didn't do the bubbles today, but it's like so much stuff going on right now in the media. We just got to dive into it, right? Okay, let's do this. I have been doing a like Christmas angel toy drive for, you know, students. I mean, not for students, for kids. You know, unfortunate kids. I didn't want to say unfortunate, but kids that are in need. That's better to say, right? And I'm making these wish lists on this Amazon. So if you know anything about Amazon, you know that you can make a wish list and you can share this wish list with anyone and then they can pick and choose or they can pay, you know, purchase whatever it is that you have on your list or they can just pick an item that from your list. Well, I noticed this, and y'all have got to, somebody's got to tell me. I've noticed that black babies were a little bit more expensive than other races. And I was a little confused as to why our dolls were so expensive. I know we expensive and we special, but even some of the other dolls had more accessories. So I asked somebody, I was like, why are the black babies more expensive than the other ones? And they say, well, because it's a high demand, because they don't make that many, so they charge us more. Do y'all think that's fair? I think that's some bullshit, if you ask me. I do. And I'm going to show you a couple of them that I found on Amazon. Look at this one. Now look at this one. All right, let me find another one. Look at this one. Now y'all tell me. Now go look it up yourself. Go look it up yourself and tell me. Because you know what we're doing. We're discovering, uncovering, and recovering. And that's some bull right there. That's some bull swanky right there. Why do I have to pay more money just because my skin is darker? And why they get more accessories than I get? We want the same thing. I know we expensive, but darn. Make it make sense. Please, somebody tell me, make it make sense. Period. Coming up on the holidays. Look, that's a dope thing for Brittany, though. She get to be home with her family during the holidays. So y'all make sure y'all tell me any feedback that y'all feel about this whole Brittany Griner situation, her being released from Russian prison now, and our president making a swap with a very dangerous Russian prisoner who's been here serving in a federal prison in America for Brittany Griner's release, but yet and still, Paul Whelan, who is serving now 16 years, and in his coming up on his fourth year anniversary, as far as being in prison, has not been released. There's conversation about it, but yet he's still there. Now, do you think it's fair? Or do you feel that celebrity status helps those get things done faster? Or if you have a celebrity supporting you, you're in prison, you know, unlawfully. What's that girl's name? The one that was a young girl that Kim Kardashian was like advocating for. Hold on, let me see if I can look it up. And I know y'all gonna kill me. Don't kill me in the comments. Because I can't remember. But I know she advocated for this girl. And she was in prison for the young girl who had killed her pimp. Let me see. And it's so funny because I got the book in my closet at work. It's not mine. Yeah, Santonia Brown. That was her name. That actual documentary she has is on Netflix, but Kim Kardashian was advocating for Santonia Brown. Do you feel like that helped her get her pardon? And also about this black baby dolls costing more than other races. What is that about? You know, it is what it is. So make sure y'all leave me a comment and let me know. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, tap that notification bell. We finna go ahead and get into this song of the day and the power of the lyrics, because you always know, hear me say that this is not just therapy for you, but therapy for me too. So my song of the day is Kevin Ross. Now, this song don't have nothing to do with Brittany Griner, but I'm thinking that my song of the day and powder lyrics would be something that I like, that inspires me, that makes me feel good every time I hear it. So if you don't know about Sweet Release by Kevin Ross, Sweet Release, I don't know the words, but all I know, you know how people always say, you may not know all the words, but you know that hook though. Sweet Release. Tell you your shot. Somebody hit your shot or something, but y'all go check it out. I'm going to put a small snippet of it in here so you can listen to it, and then I'm going to put a link in the description box below so you can go check it out. It's a dope song. We'll be back. It's feeling like we on a fire, trying to turn the day into a lucky night. You know I love it when we're kissing right. It's automatic like a 45. Y'all, we back. Hope you like that little snippet. Y'all go check him out, Kevin Ross, Sweet Release. Listen, that was a lot to try to get in today, okay? That was a lot. If y'all like this video, y'all make sure y'all check out my other videos. Make sure again that you share this video, like this video, leave me a comment with a butterfly. And I know y'all like the bubbles, right? I know y'all like the bubbles. So those that do like the bubbles, now that we didn't get all of it out, but I just wanted to dive into this news thing right here. But this is for all my butterflies that like the bubbles. So make sure you go grab your cup and fill it up, because that's what we're about to do right now. Y'all ready for it? Here we go. I had already kind of like opened it a little bit, because I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do it today. But this is for all my bubbly butterflies. Y'all go get you some. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this video. I will see you in the next episode. Don't know what we're gonna talk about, but we're gonna talk about something new, something trending, something going on in the world. Because what, you kicking it with Kool-Aid? All right, y'all, it's your girl Kool-Aid, and as always, I want to know your flavor.